need to listen again? You can just rewind, because this is an OFM podcast. OFM, the sound of your life.
Gone again, and struck even better. Great start for the BKB Knights.
It's night time. All the action on and off the field.
The BKB Knights had a good weekend in the Momentum Honor Cup, and finally, the proverbial monkeys off their backs by recording a win. Even more importantly, the Knights recorded two wins over the weekend, which means that they already have a better season than last year, which saw the side winning just once. On Friday in East London, Pike van Bullion won a very important toss and invited the Warriors to have a bat first on a tricky wicket. The bowlers responded well by dismissing a dangerous home side for just 121 runs in 26.3 overs. Only Marco Marie offered any resistance to the bat with a knock of 42 runs. Marchant de Lange and Othniel Bartman each claimed three scalps for the Knights, while Ryan McLaren claimed a pair. A brilliant 71 not out by Rudy Second led the Knights to a 5-wicket win in 29.3 overs, and this getting the central franchise off the mark. On Sunday in Kimberley, the match against the Dolphins was reduced to a 25-over side shootout due to wet outfield at the Diamond Oval. The Knights batted first, scoring a whopping 208 for 5 in their allotted overs, thanks to an outstanding 79 by Patrick Kruger and 38 not out by Ryan McLaren. Sarol Advia and Kaya Zondo, with 38 and 33 respectively, troubled the scorer somewhat, but it was the Shadley van Schalkwyk show in the Dolphins' innings, with the seaman claiming a 5-er in just 4.4 overs. The captain, Pike van Bullion, says that things have started falling in place for them.
Now we're off the bottom of the log, but it's not really that was playing on our minds or that. It was just the way we played that's constantly been on our minds. And I'm glad it all came together, and I'm glad it was a TV game that the people can see what we can do. We've taken a bit of heat in this competition for the results not going our way, but if you look at the log, only the Titans have a positive net run rate, and us, and we're fifth.
Van Schalkwyk, in his turn, says it was all about a team effort, and the batters deserve credit for leading them to a win against the Dolphins.
The side is building. It's only starting to reflect now in the two results, and just to be a part of that and to be able to contribute to something like that for the side is obviously amazing. It's obviously nice taking a 5-er, but I mean, just to contribute to something that the team's building for the future is always great.
The Knights travel to Cape Town this week, where they'll face the Cape Cobras at Newlands on Thursday, and on Saturday they entertain the Titans in Bloemfontein, and a win in both games will secure a spot in the semi-finals. And that's it for this week. Tune in next week at the same time for the latest news and developments from within the Knights camp.
Central South Africa's cricketing pride. OFM, proud supporter of the BKB Knights. Hope you enjoyed that. OFM, the sound of your life.